Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlight, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be sharing some of these prophetic headlines that John Paul Jackson has shared and things that the Lord has shared with them. Listen, we're living in some very serious days. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that, right? I mean, you look at what's happening all over the world, and we get to say, okay, things are unfolding. And we want to just have a conversation with you today. You know, we want to walk through this thing together so that we can, you know, unpack some of the things that have happened, some of the things that are prophesied to come, and what do we do at this point? How do we prepare for it? And so, you know, this is some things that Greg has been sharing, Greg Lancaster, as well as many other prophets. But things are beginning to blossom. They're beginning to unfold. And you certainly see some clarity as to what is happening. And we're going to be talking on today's program specifically about Russia and Vladimir Putin. In fact, recent reports are that right now in Russia, it is illegal. A new law has been approved to make it illegal to actually evangelize even in your own home. I mean, this is amazing. The amendment, including laws against sharing your faith, these are anti-terrorist laws, okay? It makes it illegal to share your faith in your home, online, or anywhere that's not recognized as a church building. Listen, local police officers in Russia have already visited believers that were meeting in their homes. And I have a quote for you. This is what the local police officer told our brother and sister in Russia. Now that they're adopting this law, I'll drive you out of here. This is the type of persecution that's facing believers in Russia. This is Christians are not allowed to email their friends to invite them to church or to even, like I said earlier, evangelize in their own home. Things in Russia are changing, and they're changing for the worse for those who are believers. And listen, we want to pray. We want to stand with our brothers and sisters all over the world. We need to have a global perspective. We need to be global Christians, not global citizens, right? We want to be able to have a heart of compassion and not be just caught up what's happening in the West, but to strategically partner with God for His plans, His purpose, and His will to be fulfilled in the earth. Well, we're going to be sharing with you some these prophetic headlines, like I said, about John Paul Jackson and what the Lord has shared with him. The first one we want to share with you is Russia is going to take on a new nationalism. I want you to watch this.
And you're going to start seeing Russia take on a whole new nationalism, and Russia's going to create a crisis in order to spawn nationalism because it realizes it's losing its youth.
They're going to create a crisis. I mean, right now you're looking at Turkey with an attempted coup. You're looking at this conflict in Syria that's already cost over 400,000 lives. Syrians that are involved in this civil war, and they're dead. And now you have Russia trying to raise their head, and Putin is devising a plan that, as we heard, the prophetic word is going to rally in nationalism because they're losing all their youth. Steve, these are some serious times.
You know, I think it's just absolutely horrible that when you really, it's one thing to hear that, but when you actually just visualize that reality that right now that there are Christians with a desire and actually gathering as the church in their home, Bibles open, talking about what Jesus has said and imagining that the police is knocking down the door then saying, there was a law passed and now I'm legally able to drive you out of here. And it's just like, this is actually the church. This is the reality that's happening. It's like, we've got to just wake up to this.
This is what happens when you take freedom for granted.
Yes.
I mean, right now we have amazing freedoms, and you'll often hear us, you know, talk about the Constitution.
Yeah.
And there's many people that would love to get rid of the Constitution. Listen, we have these amazing God-given freedom, and we need to appreciate them because right now we have believers, brothers and sisters, that can't even evangelize in their own home. Mm-hmm. I mean, they it's their home, and they can't even share the gospel. Listen, in parts of this world, you're starting to see darkness just like a cloud come all over the place. But we want to give you hope because let me tell you something. Revival, mm-hmm. awakening is on the horizon. And so you just got to pay, you got to pay attention for what's happening.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.